time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes, we back. Black History Year, thriving, you know, 2/23/22. You know what I mean? Yesterday was 2, you know, 2/2/22, whatever. actually, it's a remarkable day, I guess. Once in a lifetime type situation. You know what I'm saying? Good time to play 22 twos by Jay-Z.
Word.
Yeah. But you know, we here now. It's Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? What's good with you, man? How you doing?
Oh man, everything cool, man. Shit, been little road weary, but other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, you was out on the Explorer page.
Yeah, I was in the real life Black algorithm, the Black Explorer page, but I think it was too damn cold.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a cold.
Was it rivaling that DC cold you that shit almost killed you before?
Yeah, same kind of cold, except for Cleveland off the lake cold. So it might have been colder a couple of days. The last day was pretty cool though. But the other days was you know, being like permafrost on the ground type shit.
That's crazy. Yeah, man. Winter's been on some weird shit here in New York. It's a little identity crisis winter's going through. Some days it want to be winter, some days it want to be summer. I mean, mm-hmm. spring and shit. But how was All-Star, man? How was it out there in them streets? I mean, besides chilly than a motherfucker.
Well, it was good, man. I really just hit a few events. Most of the time I was kind of working. You know, we was about to launch some stuff, so I was on the Zooms and kind of like producing via satellite and doing my job. So I wasn't out and about in the streets like, you know, during the day or nothing like that. But, you know, first night went to a dope dinner, you know what I'm saying? One of my cousin's favorite spots is a little, I think it's called Johnny's on the west side of Cleveland, like a little small Italian spot. It puts you in the mind of, I don't know, like in New York, there's a spot called Noodle Pudding, but this spot,
it's called, you know, who?
Noodle Pudding. It's an Italian
in
spot.
New York?
Yeah, it's in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
It's a you, if you know, you know type of spot.
Okay, though. Gotcha.
So this space was kind of like that, except for it felt more authentic because, you know, Cleveland is the town is kind of nostalgic looking, you know what I'm saying? You know, Brooklyn be renovating this shit sometimes. But very nostalgic, small building, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're going into a Cheers or something, like an old bar. But when you get in there, it's nice, you know, white tablecloths, you know what I'm saying? The food is amazing. Real, like, if you know, you know vibe. And that was dope. That was good stuff right there. Just on some low shit, you know. And then you know,
locals only type shit.
I mean, I guess everybody invited, but you got to know about it.
You got to know about it. Small so piece, not, little in the cut, or is it, you know, it could accommodate a lot of people?
No, it's a small piece in the you know what I mean, small. Okay. It felt like it was in the cut, but it might not have been. I don't know. You know, because you know when you don't have no real reference, you just jump out the car and walk in the door, like you don't really, and then it's 18 degrees, you ain't really scoping the environment too tough. So so it was a nice little piece. The food was off the chain, you know what I mean? Fresh, you know what I mean? Everything was dope. So that was cool. Then you know, I hit a couple of little, went to the clutch dinner after party, you know what I'm saying, at Rich Paul had for his team. So I wasn't at the dinner part, but you know, I was invited to the after, you know. So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? met Adele.
Met who?
Adele.
Oh, okay. All right. That's what's up. How is she? She cool?
Yeah, she was cool. She was cool. Yeah. She was kicking it.
Okay.
Her and Savannah was in there kicking it. All right. You know, it was all good, man. So that was cool. Then went to the game, went to the skills challenge. Did the whole thing for the first time, like as like a spectator and not, you know, working. You know?
Right.
So that was dope. Shout out to the plug who who put me on, got from the NBA. So that was cool. So yeah, man, I had a good, it was an eye opening experience as far as, you know, just really being in the room and being in the places. It's cool.
Sound wild, low key about it in the room with Adele.
Yo, but you know what I'm saying? Nah, the thing about it is, it's almost like I shouldn't even be talking about this shit.
I can dig it. You was in the inner sanctum. You can't really, right. You probably, right, shit, you know. This is NDA talk.
Yeah, ain't nothing to say.
Yeah, I can dig it. I hear that. Nigga said, if you know, you know about three times. I mean, if you don't know, you ain't about to be privy.
Nah, but you know, I am trying to share and be transparent. But you know, I do gotta respect the code. You know,
respect the discretion. I hear that. I think you gave niggas enough. Oh shit, man! That was a hell of an all-star game.
Yeah, that all-star that was game dope.
That shit was real dope.
I never watched Curry play, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I never seen him live. I mean, he's one of the most fun motherfuckers to watch, though. Like, he be having a good time. Like, he's like a spectacle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, the whole shooting the shit, turning around on him, you know what I mean? Looking at the crowd, did it go in? Like, he on some real damn near Harlem Globetrotter shit.
Right.
You know? Yeah, I'm sure in the building that had to be crazy because I know they booed him like earlier in that week. I don't understand exactly why they booed him. I got to find out.
Because he was in Cleveland.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with anything?
Because they beat Cleveland for the chip a couple times.
Oh, okay. Shit.
That's how it works. That's how it works in those cities. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. They
was on Jordan, Dick. And he put Cleveland to sleep.
Yeah, but that's Jordan, man. How did that come? Stop it.
He put Cleveland stop to sleep. It. That was the stop shot. It. What they call it? The shot.
They booed Paul Pierce, but they didn't boo KG. I guess they selectively picked their villains, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. It's interesting.
But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was cool to watch him hit them shots in person. Got to watch Ja Morant play in person. That was dope. He got some high flying acts going on in the game. They ain't give him a whole lot of burn, but shit, when he did get some, he was up and down with it.
Yeah, he was letting you know he could do that. He should have really. I know everybody was like, "Damn, dog, you should have been in that slam dunk contest." I didn't get to see all of it. I saw the beginning with Cole Anthony dunking in the Timbs and shit, but I had to jump out and go to a show, so I missed it. I heard it wasn't that good.
Yeah,
I heard it wasn't. Probably one of the worst. I seen they got the little, it's a video kind of circulating. Somebody hitting a dunk and then it cuts and you just see Kareem grabbing his coat and walking out of there. I'm like, oh. And it's obviously, I don't think it was deliberate, but it was correlated. You know, Kareem was probably just on his old head. I got to get back to this hotel, taking a little, you know what I mean, take it down for the evening. But it just looked like he was disgusted. Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit.
Right.
Oh shit. Yeah.
So that was dope. I was disappointed in the shop because they didn't have the Ja Morant jersey. They didn't have the they didn't have a Melo Ball jersey. They was kind of stingy with the young cats. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know, I had to ask about it. And he was like, man. It's like, he's like, we just had some. I was like, man, y'all didn't have none yesterday. He was like, nah, we didn't have none. They pressed some up or something. I'm like, man, that ain't how it's supposed to go.
Right. They all stars, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on with it. So, you know, that was
the Ja Morant joint.
Yeah, I was trying to get one like an all-star joint since that was his first all-star.
Yeah, that'd have been hard.
You know what I'm saying? I might have to just order it. Yeah. Yeah. So that was cool watching him ball. What else was out there, you know? Yeah, it was just interesting, man. Again, you in the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And,
right.
You know, the vibe was really a lot of Midwest, a lot of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Right. A lot of, you know what I mean? It was a lot of the hometown heroes in Chicago, and you know what I'm saying? Then you sprinkled in a few, you know, the industry types, you know what I'm saying? All of the celebrity types was in there. And so it was dope. Shout out to Kirk the plug from New Balance up in there.
Oh, he's out there. That's what's up. Shout out to that man.
You know, they making waves with their shoes and stuff. You know, got a couple of cats wearing them. And
Kawhi, right? Who else they got?
Yeah, I think they had like Jack Harlow out there with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. He got the deal with them too. Yeah. Okay.
So. They was out there doing work. Shout out to that man and his team. You know, it was cool, man. You know, it's like you've done it a few times, but again, it's my first time as a spectator. So I tried to soak it up from that perspective. You know, it was real cool seeing Jordan. I didn't know if Jordan was going to be there or he was going to wave from the monitor. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like Russell Westbrook. So when he came out, it was like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had never seen him play in real life. And then I've seen him in real life, but you know, to see him in the context of an arena was different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Still, he looked like Jordan when he in the arena. I mean, he looked like Jordan everywhere, but the potential for some Jordan shit to happen is a little greater.
He in context, you know what I'm saying?
You see the clip with him and Magic? He was like, put your shoes on. We could go right now. And he looked dead ass serious.
Magic like, man. You know, all them old grudges and shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit played out. So, you know, Ray Allen came out, then dapped KG. KG was already mean mugging. That was crazy.
Oh, that's wild. I didn't even know they had beef like that.
Well, you know, when Ray Allen went to Miami. You know what I'm saying?
When they kind of the Celtics, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of disowned him from the Celtics family. You know what I mean? Right. So it's been funny style. So that, you know, they got a clip going around where he walked past and just dapped LeBron and keep it moving. Everybody was wondering if Jordan was gonna dap Isaiah Thomas. He didn't. Not out there.
Oh, these grudges. These grudges is wild. Oh, shit. Damn.
Old Spike Lee came out there to give him some dap.
Yeah. Spike is an unabashed fanboy. That motherfucker be. He's living his best life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for a nigga that the two cool motherfuckers might, like, you know, there's a moment where it's like you gotta make a decision. You know what I'm saying? Spike is like, nah, I'm going over there. I'm like, I forget what was it that happened prior to this. Somebody lit the garden up. I don't think it was Trey Young. I forgot who it was. Was when Steph Curry broke the 3-point record, right? And, you know, Spike, you know, first of all, Spike's a Knicks fan, and he broke the 3-point record on the Knicks and beat the Knicks. But Spike ain't give a fuck. Spike jumped on the court. And not only did he jump on the court to take a photo, but he jumped on the court and got on his knees behind Steph to get, like, you know, he's a director, so he's getting the shot. But the optics are crazy. Because it's like, Spike, come on, bro. You did do the right thing, my nigga. You ain't got it. But I guess that's the same person that did do the right thing is going to get this historic shot with his camera phone. And then when you see the shot, you're like, man, I don't know if it was really worth all of that conditioning.
Nah, man.
Man, did he give you a pound this time or what?
Nah, I wasn't down there. He was on the wood. You know what I mean? I was in the mid. I was in the mid grades. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I wasn't complaining at all because I was in the building. You know? Right. So, but I shot it. I actually got that shot of him dapping Mike up.
Oh, that's what's up. All right,
and then he hit him and had his son give him some dap too. So,
I got
that shot. You know, in the building, it's funny because you get to see, you know, just the minutia of it all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just cats, what they do when they just standing out there and shit, you know, man. So,
right.
Yeah, that was like being in the building, you get to see all that shit. He dap Isaiah. He dapped this one. He dapped that one. I was surprised he showed LeBron that much love. But, you know, maybe that's just all media hype.
It could be. But it was interesting because LeBron said in the post game on the press conference, he said they've never really chopped it up in his whole career. Like, right. That was probably the most they'd ever spoken, which I could understand, you know, on a certain level. It just seems so, not ridiculous, but it just seems almost so unbelievable because they're both so high up in the game that you would think they would have crossed paths at some point. But, you know.
My man, you know, you can't cross paths if somebody don't want to cross paths. So shit.
That's true. So, and then you know, I'm sure Jordan is still super competitive. There's the rumor that, you know, after LeBron won that title in the bubble, that's what made Jordan pull a trigger on that documentary. You know what I mean? Just so niggas don't forget. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on now. Put that last dance out real fast.
Just in case you forgot.
Right.
You know, but it's human shit, man. Everybody go through their little things, man, for whatever reasons or whatever reasons not, you know. It's all, you know, everybody making their moves and trying to make their way. Jordan, you know, he like everybody else. He got his things. And shit, he just was great at basketball like a motherfucker, you know?
Right. You can be petty and still the best. I was going to say something. What was interesting to see just at home watching it when they were introducing like the 75, you know, even the ones that were via, you know, satellite or whatever, it was like, you know, it's a big ass fraternity. It's a big ass, it felt like a high school graduation. You know what I'm saying? Like in the way, like when you get announced and you cross the stage, what type of chairs you get in the building? What's your outfit looking like? How's it fitting? How you coming across? Are you awkward? Are you cool? Are you well received with the others? Like, you know, it was just interesting to see. Like, they're all greats. These are the 75 best. But, you know, some of the guys are a lot older, so they're a little bit more, you know, their walk is a little bit more stilted. You know what I'm saying? They you know, they ain't really for all of the fanfare. Or they might not even be that recognizable anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got cats like, you know, you just looking at how people style their little jackets. Some people look like they might have went to a tailor and got their jacket. Like, KG's jacket looked tailored. Like, he had his shit together. Whereas other cats' shits was looking like Paul Pierce shit was looking a little baggy. Like, it was like off the rack type shit.
Right.
You know. Yeah, AI do his AI thing. You know what I'm saying? With the Cubans on. And you know what I'm saying? It was true to who AI was. Even in a blazer, he going, you know, style it out on some AI shit, which, you know, kind of triggers the memory that he changed so much about the aesthetic of the NBA. You know what I mean? It was kind of cool to kind of see some of that stuff. You know, see Jordan come out last. You know, because he's still the undisputed that guy.
Right.
The love LeBron got in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Kobe love. Mm-hmm. You know, it was cool to just see that, watching that. I'm sure in the spot it was probably even iller.
I mean, one thing about in the spot, them AI chains was blinging. Yeah, yeah. And I tell you, I'm in the mid grade C, so I'm not that close. And them things was bling 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 bling.
High beams.
Them shits was sparkling. You know what I'm saying? When I watched it back on TV, I was like, oh nah, it don't even closely resemble how it looked in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wow.
So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, AI came out there with his chains on.
Let him know. Yeah,
it was,
shit was cool.
It was cool to be in the building, you know, for LeBron to hit that last shot. That was cool. You know what I'm saying? That was exciting for the hometown.
Right. And a fadeaway, like, on some Jordan shit, kind of like the shot in Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was wild. It was wild just how that shit happened. And it was crazy because it felt scripted, but it was, it just couldn't have happened any better because he definitely kept feeding Steph the ball to break that, you know, to break the record, but Steph couldn't cash them last 2 points in. Mm-hmm. So hold them 3 points to break the record, and then shit, last second, LeBron hit him with the turnaround fadeaway.
What was the record? Because that's one thing about being 52. In that, you don't get all that commentary.
Oh yeah, because in the, you know, that's all they get. That's the televised broadcast. That's what we're gonna get. They're gonna be pumping you with the stats and the narrative. They're gonna bring you in. Right. So Steph is down for the record. He was the playoff record was 52 points. Who did it? Was it? I'll find who was the record holder. He beat he broke the record for the most threes in a quarter twice in that game. And the most threes in a quarter, I think it might have, I don't know if it was Klay Thompson or I forget who, I'm going to find out. But he broke that shit. But then he was going to break the scoring record. Hold on one second. I'm going to try to find that while we
talk. Oh, he would have tied Anthony Davis.
Yeah, Anthony Davis had 52, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he had 50. And if he was going with three. So if he'd have hit the three, he'd have 53.
Yeah, he broke that.
He'd have broke that shit. He'd have broke that and broke the 3-point record in one game.
This game don't count.
Nah. Yeah.
He wasn't playing no D.
Nah, not really. But that shit was crazy. He's a fucking, you know, he's a show. I would like to see him in person, see him live, play live. I feel like I seen LeBron live. I'm not positive. I wouldn't mind seeing Ja Morant live with certain people. You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just about to say, you know, moving live, that shit be moving so fast. Sometimes you be missing that shit. Like, damn. Had to look at the replay on the screen. Mm-hmm. Like, Ja, he be moving so fast. He be like, what happened?
Right. What happened? That's what saved the slam dunk contest for me, the replays, because I don't really be getting it on the first try. I'm like, all right, that should look like whatever. And then you see, this nigga switched hands 4 times. Okay. Fair enough. That is a 9. No, what I was going to say is, what was it like? You know, y'all are in the mix, in the stadium. Obviously, you've been in the world a lot, but like, have niggas just forgot about COVID? You know what I'm saying? Like, what was the mask game looking like? Or is that like just that? Is that like the wet blanket how are people moving out there?
Well, you know, you had to be vaccinated or whatever. You had to show your vax card before you got in the game. I think if your vax wasn't 14 days or whatever, you had to have a negative COVID test. For all the people that came out of town, like in my package, they was like, you know, I thought you had to have the vax and the COVID test, but it was either or for, you know, if you had 14 days or less from your last vax. So essentially they checked people's car, gave you a band. A lot of people didn't wear the mask. You know, some people wore the mask. You know, I would probably venture to say it was probably, you know, 60-40 no mask to mask scenario. But you know, also people eating, drinking, doing all that, you
right,
know.
Right.
So that was that, you know what I'm saying? It feel like people is just doing whatever nowadays. They put the controls in place, but you know, you gotta have a lot of people to enforce it, so.
Yeah, I be feeling weird. I'm still like one of the, I know, like when I'm doing shows, I still be rocking my mask until it's time for me to go on stage. But I'm like one of the few, and I feel like a weirdo. I feel like Michael Jackson now. Like it's starting to feel like that. Like niggas done forgot about it. But then I just seen today there might be a whole nother new variant. Whatever, we'll see.
Man, you got to do what you do. You ain't got to worry about
that. You got to live life. You got to live life. However you live life. However you, you know what I mean? Move around. But it is what it is. Oh, shit. What else is good with you, man?
Oh, man, shit. It's my anniversary today. Well, the 22nd, you know.
The 2-2-2-2. That's hard. That's fucking, that's, did you, wait. What year is it? The 20th?
22nd.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Look at nigga. I hope you played the lotto. I hope you put the number down, nigga. That, yo, dog, when you told me that shit, I was like, leave it to Ali to ask some shit. Like, yeah, that's some real synchronous. That's some shit. I hate to say it, but that's your type of shit. Yo, man, that's nigga got the. That shit is crazy. Your 22nd anniversary on the Tuesday. Of the once in a lifetime Tuesday. That's fire. Oh shit, man.
Yeah, man.
Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Thank you. It's weird because, you know, nowadays people all into the numbers like that. Yeah. Back then that wasn't really like a thing, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Right. You just got married on the day that, you know, it wasn't like we planned out this date. It was just, right. You know, okay, what's the first available date? That we could do it. And that was it.
Damn, so, look at that.
You know, so that was cool. I mean, it's cool to have that number on the books.
Yeah. The 22nd of all of the anniversaries, the 22nd on the 22nd of the 22nd. That shit's crazy.
On no, a Tuesday. I think it was a Tuesday, Tuesday when we got married too.
Look at that. Was it more people that I guess that knew about it? Were more people making a bigger deal out of it than you and your wife? Like you said, because it was just, it wasn't like y'all lined it up like this 22 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it just happened that. You know, it's 22 years and this is all of that. So, like, the people that do, were the people like, wow, you know what I mean? Like, I'm wowing it. Or was it, where did y'all have a moment where y'all were like, wow, this is kind of crazy? And if so, how far in advance did you have that moment where y'all were like, yo, you know, our 22nd is falling on the 22nd of the 22nd? Was it some shit that just happened today?
Nah. I knew it was coming because, I think M1 from Dead Prez was planning to get married on this particular date.
Okay.
So I was like, yo, that's crazy because that's actually my anniversary. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't really pay attention to he said that. And I'm not sure if they did it, but that was, he posted something about that was their date, they wedding supposed to be on. So, That was probably like last year or something like that, or earlier this year or whenever. That's the only time I really ever thought about it. I never really thought about it as some, you know, mystical type of thing, you know, with the numbers. So, you know, you just be working through the years, you know what I'm saying? You ain't worry about the, you know, the dates and the numbers and the numerology of it all. It's like, okay, let's make it through the year and let's, you know what I'm saying, keep shit copacetic and, you know what I'm saying, make it do what it do, you know? because mm-hmm. it's like, you know, when you, a lot of times, you know, people look at the starting line like it's the finish line, you know, and that date represents a start, not mm-hmm. this, you know, the day I got married and that was it, you know.
Right.
That's the day that you know, you started a journey that mm-hmm. that sometimes get rough, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes it's great, but it ain't the finish line, like, ah, yeah, all right, I could kick back, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Because it's work. And every time there's a life change, there's a change in your relationship, you know? So mm-hmm. whether that be you have kids, or whether it's, you know, one person's needs change and you didn't get the memo, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. you got to figure that out, or life change, or your financials change, all kind of shit that changes the dynamics that you got to be paying attention to and working through. And figuring out how to make the best of, and, you know, and sometimes people don't want to do all that kind of work. Me, I understand right. it. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know, when you get pregnant, right? Not when I get pregnant. When my wife mm-hmm. got pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, so that was the first time you had to deal with a change, because it's like now. They ain't really worrying about your ass. It's worrying about this baby that's growing. You know what I'm saying? This morning sickness and you know, anxiety about how it's going to be. Will you be able to do the right thing? And you know what I mean? And parent the right way. Like, all of these things going on in this person's mind. And they not worried about the shit that they used to be worried about. You know what I mean? Like, where we going to eat? Where we going? Ha ha. You know what I'm saying? It might not be that shit. You know what I'm saying? That shit might be, nigga, your cologne is making me sick. Back up off of me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's the first time you know, you got to deal with that type of change. And then, you know, you work through that 9 months. The hormones is different. That actually, to me, the whole person is a different person because they're not operating the same chemically. And so, in the end, the baby comes. Then you up in the middle of the night and the baby crying. And then you realize that those 9 months as a man, all you could do is gain patience. You know what I'm saying? And by the time you realize what those 9 months was teaching you, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, the baby won't stop crying. And only thing that could really settle it is being patient. You know what I'm saying? And calm. And working through that shit until the baby go to sleep. And then you be like, damn, that was a lesson. That was a goddamn message. You know what I'm saying? Like, you utilizing those 9 months to train yourself in a certain kind of way that you're going to need. But a lot of people don't make it through the pregnancy. Motherfucker be like, man, she tripping. You know what I'm saying? Or, man, he tripping. And a lot of people don't make it. So that was the first little thing that kind of give you the heads up that, hey, man, it's not going to just be no walk in the park on some happily ever after. It's day-to-day shit that got to be done to keep that thing going, you know? It's a hell of an equation.
What do you think the three elements are that keep a marriage going for as long as it goes? I mean, outside of, you know, you said patience.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you say if you had to put three things there?
Accountability.
What you would suggest?
Accountability is number one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Being responsible for the shit that you know you're responsible for, and right. not ducking and dodging. The accountability, not just to your partner, but to yourself, and not be afraid to check that motherfucker in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So It's accountability. It's, you know what I'm saying, being able to check yourself and shit, get you some money.
That's what you go out the elements of paper.
Nah, that's a 3.1. The last one is pretty much, you know what I'm saying, being able to read between the lines, you know, because a lot of times the words you hear about, you know, what's going on, they probably got 10 other layers that you didn't hear the words for, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to read between the lines and read the vibe and read what's really going on, or you're going to miss it. And then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be fussing about one thing and it ain't even that. So you got to know where the real fight at. Sometimes the fight is you. Sometimes the fight is them, and they don't see it, or they not being accountable. So, you know, you got to be able to use your patience to be able to work through shit without fighting through shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to take a message that you want to present that's not being heard through words and present it through life, through actions, you know what I'm saying? Through doing, you know, one foot in front of the other type shit. And it might take years before the message gets across. You know what I'm saying? Just like it might take years for a message to get across through to you. You might be overlooking some shit for years and then wake up one day and be like, damn, I was fucking up, you know, because you didn't see it. And a lot of times the thing you don't see ain't nobody going to tell you. It's just, it's going to be there and you're going to be fucking up until you don't. But you got to be okay with learning, and you got to be okay with fucking understanding that you ain't perfect and that you ain't always a joy to be around. You know what I'm saying? And all that, man. And if you could do the dance and play that equation the right way, you know what I'm saying, you'll come out with more good days than bad, or more good days than blah. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I had a lot of bad days, but I had some blah ones. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like I had way more good ones than blah ones. Definitely bad ones. So, you know, I'm not like the type that's gonna sugarcoat the shit. Like, it's sweet. You get into it and it's just gonna be sweet. It's a beautiful thing. And it is. But the beauty ain't just the sit back and watch kind of beauty. The beauty is like in the action of it all. It's like boxing. And they call it the sweet science. This is a brutal sport. But when you in it, you know what I'm saying, it's a beautiful thing, you know? So for me, the beauty of the whole shit is to be able to work a life equation that is just, that's not a selfish equation. Be accountable for people that you responsible for. And being able to live in a space of peace, even though all hell might be breaking loose, because you got to be the peace or your shit ain't going to survive. If you fall apart, your shit might fall apart. So as far as me, I can't even say as a man, because there's some women that play that role. All I'm saying is that somebody got to play the peace in the whole shit. If shit don't go right. And sometimes you take turns doing that shit. Sometimes motherfucker be the piece and they're like, nah, that ain't nothing. Don't worry about that. Woo, woo, woo. You be like, damn, I thought that shit was about to be crazy. Then sometimes it's you. But for me, you know what I'm saying, I try to be in that space whether or not nobody else there.
pushing P.
That's that. 22 views.
Yeah, nah. That's what it was. That's what's good shit. Oh, shit. Well, that's good. That's good. I was waiting. Shit.
You say what?
I'm trying to figure out how to transition out of that. That's beautiful.
That nigga say shit.
Nah. And having some interesting moments, man, trying to be patient.
Uh-huh.
Just how things is going on life wise, you know? Like things take time, you know? So it's like one, on some cool shit, I've been having a good streak of finding parking. Parking has been terrible. Speaking of 222, you know, because 22222, you know, everybody was like, you know, this is a beautiful day. The universe is going to do something, whatever, whatever. I wasn't really out there looking for all of that, but I will say this one thing. Parking is already terrible on my block, but I parked on this one block yesterday, and let me knock on wood, but damn near every car on the block, they stole the damn side mirrors on these cars.
What?
Like, damn, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it was some kids on some dumb vandalism shit. It ain't look like it, though, because it looked like it was, you know, the way these shits was taken out, they looked like they knew what they were doing. So I don't know if cats is out here selling these parts or whatever, but, like, it's one of them things to piss you off. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, one of those things to really piss you off because it's, like, you know that shit, like the guy, one of the guys that discovered it, because I seen this cat, you know, he came up to me, he was asking me about something else, but then I started seeing him, and I know him from around the area, but we don't talk all the time. I seen him taking photos of all of these, you know, like side mirrors on the block, and I'm like, what's going, you know, I'm peeping them. What's going, this is during alternate side of street parking when I'm seeing him do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what's he doing? You know what I mean? He on some, you know, immediately I'm like, oh, he on some weird shit. You know what I'm saying? He moving like a cop. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was where I went to initially. Then I took a second and I kind of like looked around and I was like, oh shit. People have been, you know, I started to put it together and I said, yo, what happened? He said, yeah, man, they didn't, broke all of the damn, you know, they broke all of the windows off of all of these cars. It was like at least 8 cars that they had hit. They hit his car, everything.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, he said, fuck, I can't even drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when he said that, it was just, that was the part about it. Like, you know, because, look, I've said this on the podcast before. I've done some dumb, mischievous vandalism type shit in my day as a kid. It's to the point where I feel like I got karma coming. Right. So that, like, on one hand, I was a little surprised that they ain't hit me, you know? It looked like they might have tried to hit me because one of my lights was, like, I mean, one of my mirrors was, them shits fold in. One of them was folded out, but they didn't take anything or whatever. But it's just like, damn, dog, this, like, that's the bullshit. You know, you forget. And then on top, what's the, it's like insult to injury because it's, when I tell you it's hard to find parking where I live, like, it's fucking hard to find parking. So then you finally find parking and then you on the block where they just smashed the whole block. You know what I mean? Fortunately, where we were at, there seems to be cameras, so he might be able to get some footage. I don't know what that's going to be, but either way, I'm sure insurance should be able to take care of it. But it's just a fucking big pain in the ass, right? So, fortunately, I didn't get hit, right? So that was good. You know what I mean? for a high second, you know, the guilty part of me felt like it was like, it would look like I was involved. Like, I might have been one of the, you know what I mean? I might have been the culprit. I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm one of the few cars that didn't get hit. But anyway, so there was that. So that was a good thing. But back to the patient shit, you know, I'm doing, I'm out here back in the gang, you know, doing a bunch of shows and shit like that. And
the material's coming, but it's a weird thing. It's like, I don't know if I said this last week, but I've definitely started to like, get more excited about the process again. I don't say fall back in love with, but like locking into the process of it all. Like there's a, you know, kind of a monotony on a certain level. I don't want to, for sake of a better word, there's like just the reps, you know, you got to get your reps in heavy and lock in. And you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, go all the way out to Brooklyn to do a spot, then come back to the city to do a spot. Like just, you know, just out here, just trying to get the stage time up and up and up. And, you know, just building shit. And it's like just trying to be attached, like trying to be connected to what I'm talking about. Like there's, it's an interesting time with right now with me material wise. It's one thing to tell jokes and to be funny. Like there, in my mind, there's a bit of a, there could be a formula to that. It's almost like math. You know what I'm saying? You know, setup, premise, punchline. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I mean? Premise, setup, punchline, whatever. Like you just, you could kind of get it. Oh, okay, that's an observation or whatever, or that's some commentary or whatever. But like sometimes it don't, you know, it might not feel like sometimes. And I'm sure performers, I'm sure there are performers that could feel this, particularly comedians. But there's like times where you could be on stage, or I speak for myself, I could be on stage and it could be working, but in my mind, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, and it ain't like, it's just, and I'm trying not to undermine none of the shit that I'm talking about, because this is all part of the process. You know what I'm saying? It's like they say, no judgment in the brainstorm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about this whole, you know, the comedy shit is it's you, you can't do it in a vacuum. So you got to perform in front of people and things are evolving, right? And it may not be exactly where you want it to be, but you got to get it to that point. You know, it's a lot of, you know, trial and error, you know, pre-test, post-test, you know, all of that type of shit. It's like, okay, I'm going to tweak that. I'm going to do this, whatever, whatever. And don't undermine it. Don't be like, you know, because I could be quick to be like, man, this shit feel too vulgar, or this shit feel like, what, you know what I mean? Like, this shit feel trivial, or this shit feels, you know what I'm saying? I'm like trying to get all that shit out of my head and just lock in. But at the same time, it's like this two-pronged thing. It's like, really go serious about it, but don't take it that serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, have fun with it. Try to find the absurdity and all of this shit. Like, you know, like, it's not life or death. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just material. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's to be fun. It's to be light. Like, it ain't, this ain't, you know, this is not like a fucking Nobel Peace Prize speech or no shit like that. It's just, you know, to be funny, to find some levity and shit, but at the same time I want to say something. You know what I mean? Like, and you know, I'm just in the midst of that. There's parts of it where I'm like, oh, I fuck with that. I gotta connect that to that. Or what is the theme here? What am I trying to do? Like, I've been, you know, trying to be real, not trying to be, but I've been pretty deliberate about looking for themes, looking for a through line. Like, what are we talking about here? What is the overall thing here? Okay, how does that connect with this and whatever? And you know, it's just in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that part in the middle of it. I'm sure, I would imagine when you doing an edit, if you putting some shit together, I don't know, but I, you know, I'm assuming right now, but I would imagine like when you're putting a edit together and you're telling a story and you got so many different pieces, you know, it's almost like a puzzle, you know, and it's like you can line it up,
and it could sell somewhat of a story, but maybe if there's something to it, like, I feel like this could be told a little differently and it could probably hit a little harder, but I got to figure out what needs to be moved into where. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And in that moment, it's just kind of like surrendering yourself to that process, however long it's going to take, however tedious it is. This is part of the work, you know, like, mm-hmm. And remembering this shit is work, you know, like it could be work, and it's nothing wrong with work. That's life. You know, even if it's something that you love to do, you know, sometimes I can get caught up in these adages, right? These little sayings and shit. And they'd be like, you know, if you love what you do, it'll never feel like work. That's bullshit. You can love what you do and that shit could feel like work like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You happy to do it. It ain't, you know, you're not digging ditches or no shit like that. Shout out to the ditch diggers. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like backbreaking fucking labor or no shit like that. It could be worse. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, there's still some effort involved. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's gonna, you know, you're gonna feel it. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna feel it. And,
yeah.
So sad. just really like just submitting to this whole process and like and trusting that there's light at the end of this tunnel. You know, like that's, you know, just holding on to the vision.
That's something you was going through today.
That's something I've been. I mean, I just felt like I just, you know. Full disclosure, we taping kind of late, so I just got done. I just got off stage or whatever, but like, just I've had a string of a bunch of shows, so it's like, you know what I mean, like, and I've been looking at some of these shows and watching back certain shit or whatever, and I'm trying to like just to kind of keep it, fun for myself. I like try to pepper in new shit, you know what I'm saying, like try, you know what I mean, like I'm writing and I'm like, let me try this, and some shit might be funny, mm-hmm. but it might not work within what's going on with the shit, so it right. might even be like a one-off type of thing, but it was just sometimes it's just that, sometimes it's just for that moment, or maybe later on it'll come, you know. There's people, you know, in comedy you could be working on a joke for years, mm-hmm. like there's people that, you know, like months, there's people that work on the joke for years, like they kind of get it, but then like, oh shit, boom, like even there's jokes that I used to do when I first started that were good, but now after I've been doing this shit for as long as I've been doing it, I could pull back something old and flip it into something new because now I know how to stretch it, or I know how to add it to some other shit. I know how to deliver it a different way. I got a different take on it. You know, it's just mm-hmm. it's interesting. So it's just like sometimes it could just feel like scattered. You know what I mean? Like if you know, and maybe that's me. That's me in the way of taking the shit so serious,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I was talking to somebody, it's like, you ain't got to, like, you could have fun with, like, it don't gotta be that serious. Like, mm-hmm. this is not, you know what I mean? Like, you know, give yourself some grace, have fun with the shit. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to have fun with the shit. Cause sometimes you get so caught up in like, you know, whatever expectations you set for yourself or whatever stress you might put on your shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you get in the midst of that. So
I mean, speaking of serious, you see T.I. out there doing comedy?
Yeah. It's funny. I was going to bring that. I've seen that he's been doing it for about 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen it. You know, I've been paying attention. I think, you know, I'm cool with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very interesting. I seen the whole thing with him and Godfrey going mm-hmm. back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see both sides of that whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Look, T.I.'s a creative, right? And, you know, I guess he's a fan of comedy. He wants to try comedy or do comedy, mm-hmm. right? And I don't think this shit would even be a story if he wasn't T.I. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, he's known for, you know, as he said in his live, I'm not a comedian,
I'm a superstar. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, which is a slick line. So there's this thing. The thing about comedy, for better or worse, depending on what your perspective is, there's no barrier of entry. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody could do comedy. All you got to do is sign a fucking, sign a clipboard, mm-hmm. go to an open mic, buy a drink, you know what I'm saying, and go do it. Like, and that's the thing. No, but that's the real of it all. I remember when I first used to circle around doing this shit and had aspirations to do it, I would ask comedians, OGs, like, yo, how can I get in? I want to do comedy. What should I do? They'd be like, get on stage. It's just that simple.
Right.
Once you on stage, you in the game for as long as you can endure it all. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, obviously being somebody that's notable, that's being known for something, you're going to have a larger amount of eyes on you for good and bad. Some people are there because they just fans of you. Some people are there because, oh, he's trying something different. Let's see if he, you know what I'm saying, if he fails, you know what I'm saying, or she fails. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's that type of thing. But the deal is, how long can you get up and how will you deal with it when they not feeling you? Like, it's one thing when you get, when it's working, when it's clicking, mm-hmm. but there's going to be the moments when you bombing, you getting booed, or the shit ain't hitting, or niggas ain't trying to hear that shit, or you getting heckled, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, it's not your night.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to deal with that? Are you going to be committed to that? Are you going to be, you know what I mean? Are you going to still pop up? The cool thing, and anytime anybody says they doing comedy, you know what I mean? Anybody from T.I. to whomever, I typically, you know what I'm saying? All right, that's what's up. You know what I mean? I'm encouraging. All right, keep me posted. You know what I mean? If you got a clip, you want to send me a clip, I'll look at your clip or whatever. But, like, I typically fall back and let them do it for a while. Because
mm-hmm.
it's over time that all of that shit is gonna, you're gonna interact with all of that shit. Because mm-hmm. first of all, everybody ain't T.I., so everybody ain't gonna get as much stage time as T.I.'s getting. Like, T.I. been going up, like, he's going up like he's a 20-year vet. Like, he going up 3 times a night. You know what I mean? Like, real shit. Been doing it for 5 weeks, so I appreciate the fact that he's dedicated to it. Now obviously he's got way more entree than most motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's going to be a while. One, you're going to have to learn the craft of it all and, you know, learn how to form your joke, see what you're saying, see what's going on. Bomb a few times, you know what I'm saying? And, like, we're going to see how serious you are about it. But if you're willing to stick it out and make a name for yourself, shit, it's there for the taking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's shit. There is no barrier. Do that mm-hmm. shit. If you feel it, go for it. There you go.
That's what's up.
Yeah. What you think? What's your thoughts?
About T.I. being a comedian?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I believe niggas can do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's it's the same as Lil Duval becoming a singer.
Right.
He actually pretty good at it. You know what I'm saying?
It's about T.I. or Duval?
Duval. I'm saying, he ain't no Teddy P, but shit, he make a nice ditty.
Got catalog. He got a little catalog. Yeah. He's moving.
So,
yeah. If you want to do it, you could do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So, the thing about it is like, when I listen to his jokes, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to separate that's T.I. from, you know, the jokes. So, it's like, look at T.I. They're telling them jokes, as opposed to listening to what they say, you know. But that'll happen over time the more you do it. You know, it's interesting because, you know, he was hanging with Dave Chappelle, so I wonder if he, you know, got any tips from Dave.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would imagine, you know, he gave him some game. I think a lot of that shit, though, to be totally honest with you, you learn all of that shit on the stage, though.
Right.
Like, a nigga could tell you a couple things, but most of it is going to be when you on stage. Like, that's when you got to apply that shit. Like, it's just like, it's like how you were talking about boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could train, but you got to get in the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could hit the heavy bag and the speed bag, and you could hit the mitts and all of that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you're going to have to take on an opponent, and you're going to have to get punched in the face, like Mike Tyson say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He just got to work out his comedic voice, but go ahead.
Yeah, he got to work out his comedic voice, and it's got to be, and the more he does it, the more acclimated other people will become to it. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I think T.I. is a funny nigga. He's a hell of a orator.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he know how to speak. Like, he got some little slick. He's a slick talking motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He got funny shit to say. Like, I listened to his podcast when he used to have his podcast. You know what I mean? Like, he could say some funny shit. And he's got a perspective that is interesting. Like, he could talk about his life as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, having a bunch of kids, or, you know what I'm saying? He could talk about this whole, you know, I'm from Atlanta, that ain't Atlanta, that whole I'm a Red of the Great shit. Like, he could take, he could have a take on all of that type of shit. And, you know, shit. If it's funny, it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. there's no one way to do any of this shit. That's the beauty of it. So, right. It'll be interesting. I would like to see him live. Like, I want to see one of I want to see him when he working out, like, when he popping up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I seen some of the little clips, but, you know, most of these clips don't really do much justice to it. It's like a couple minutes or whatever. I want to see a set, see what's, you know.
Right.
See what it's looking like, you know.
The trip thing is when I said he need to work on his comedic voice, I wasn't really saying like his philosophical voice. I'm saying his voice. You know, comedians talk in a certain way. You know what I mean? They have like a
delivery.
Yes, a certain flow to a comedian's voice, right? It's just like being a new rapper and you rapping at the house, and you know what I'm saying? You think you really rapping hard, but you kind of whispering because you don't want your mama to hear you cussing in the other room and shit.
Right.
So you got the words, you done wrote them out, and you in there saying them, but you ain't really saying them out loud. You know what I mean? That's how his comedy voice sound. It's like he's walking through the jokes, but he ain't really saying them yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So
so that's what I took from it. It's like he got to get his voice together. And, you know, and as a matter of fact, man, you know, even myself personally, I ain't no comedian or none of that. But just doing this podcast every week has exercised my voice. And like, even when I'm doing a meeting, or especially when you're pitching and selling and moving around, it's kind of like, when you open up the mic on the pod, you can't not have anything to say. You know what I'm saying? You can't. If you say what's going on, and if nothing's going on in my world, I can't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Right. What's good with you? Nothing. Right. That ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
Once
you figure something out.
Yeah. Once you crack the mic, you got to go. You got to talk, and you got to talk for an hour. You know. And sometimes you'd be like, I don't know if I can make an hour. And then it'd be 2 hours later, you'd be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's, we almost 400 episodes, you know? So, but when you're in a meeting, it's the same shit. They might hit you with a whoop, whoop. And you like, oh, the mic is open now, you know? All right. Yeah. If that, then this. Whoop, 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 whoop. And it has helped. Giving me a clear voice off the top of the dome, as opposed to, you know, not having anything to say, you know?
Right.
Like, even I found myself in one of these fancy spots this weekend, and I'm in the elevator. I walk in the elevator, and it's some fancy people that I, you know, I know from the industry or the TV or whatever.
Right.
And they, you know, thing about it is, when I went to the Clutch party, I dressed. I put on my suit, you know what I'm saying? My grown man stompers, And I went to the joint dressed up like a grown person, you know. And so when they got in the elevator, you know, he kind of looked me up and down and was like, you know, did you go to the game? Because he saw the wristband, I assume. But he was, I guess he was trying to figure out if I wore that suit to the 3-point contest.
Right.
And he didn't say that, though. He just looked me up and down and kind of implied it almost just by his look. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, yeah, I went to the game, but I did a wardrobe change, you know, because they came in kind of casual. They came in straight from the game. And so, but just the banter that happened after that was really just podcast talk, but in an elevator. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then we got out the elevator and it was all good. But I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? The reps that we get here every week doing this shit, you know? So I said all that to say that, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, that was what's up. You was ease with it. You hit them with some shit. They were like, wow.
Yeah, because I'm already feeling great. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm already feeling like $1 million. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. Right. So I wasn't going to let nobody steal my little, you know what I'm saying, my joy by insinuating that I overdressed to the game. I'm like, nah, man, I did a wardrobe change. And I guess I was implying maybe you should have too. But, you know, rich, you know, niggas be rich, they just come hot as is, you know?
Right.
I'm still on the, you know what I'm saying, on the questionable list of, you know, is this nigga invited? So I gotta show up like I belong somewhere, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't always know that. You know what I mean? I always was like, you know, I was acting like I was a rich nigga, just roll in like shit. Not knowing that closed doors for me, you know?
Yeah.
But then when you come, like you got some sense, it opened doors for you. And I need all the doors open.
They opening. They there. They cracking. Trust that them shit's gonna keep going.
Right, right up.
Embrace the momentum again.
Yeah, that's all that. That's faith. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know it's gonna keep going, whether or not you see it or not. You know, it's you gotta do the thing you know to do, even when it don't feel right, or you can't. It feel too heavy, or it feel too expensive, or it feel too out your reach. You got to be able to know that that's the right thing.
Yeah.
And
that's,
do it.
That's the vision. That's the lighthouse in the storm, you know?
Yeah.
Like to really, you know, they say, here we go what they say. I mean, these fucking sayings, which you know, they say though, if you go to, you're going to worry, don't pray. If you're going to pray, don't worry. Right?
Right.
So it's like, you know, if you got faith in it, hold that faith, commit to that faith. Be like, you're going to be all right. Even when the shit get rough, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to really trust that everything's going to be fine. And because I do feel like it's a weird thing. You know, like, you got to really be deliberate about what you, like, words have power, right? And that's funny. I'm not going to go too deep into it, but I got a joke that's kind of dark. And it's like, it's a funny joke, but then there's a part of me that's like, I don't know if I need to be saying this shit because words got power. You know what I'm saying? I'd be pissed at myself if, you know what I'm saying, I manifested some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'd be sick. Like, oh, nigga, you saw it coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, you know, It's an interesting thing. But, you know, and lastly, back to what I was saying about my whole situation. I just gotta remember to enjoy the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't gotta put a whole lot of pressure. I don't have to put a whole lot of pressure on myself. Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta, you know, because, like, if we talk about, you know, like, even when you use the podcast as an example, you know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, what the fuck we gonna talk about? But we wind up at the hour, 2 hour, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just comes. Mm-hmm. Like, in that elevator, you weren't like, all right, think of something witty, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was just like, you spoke how you felt. You was in that moment. You were present, mm-hmm. You know? And if you believe in who you are and you present in the moment, that's more than enough. You know what I'm saying? And when it ain't, it'll be fine even then. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you stumble, you'll collect yourself. You know what I'm saying? Right. And even that's part of it all. Right. That's humanity.
Right. But see, the shit be is preparation. You know what I'm saying? You feel a certain way because you're prepared. You know, when you ain't prepared, you get a knot in your stomach. You know what I mean? And it's like, when you prepare, you might get a butterfly or so, but as soon as you take that first step, you know it's good. But when you ain't prepared, then you can't get that knot out the way because you know you, like, damn, I ain't do what I was supposed to do. Shit, you know. So the key is to stay ready. So you ain't got to get ready, you know. And I used to know that, but then I didn't take it all away. Like, you know what I mean? It didn't happen until I showed up. And, you know, I wasn't bummy or no shit, but I wasn't dressed for the occasion. And, you know, like, when you're in the industry, sometimes you just shrug that shit off, like, well, whatever, man, I'm in here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas know me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then you already got the arts nappy hair and the, you know what I'm saying, unshaven, no lineup, you know, with the beanie on and shit. That's your look. That's your whole shit. But you go into a space where they don't understand that shit. And you step up in there and they like, who the fuck is this nigga? And then you look at your people, hey, man, you ain't tell me we was coming to the goddamn players' ball. Like, niggas, stay ready. You ain't got to get ready. You know what I mean?
Right.
That mean you about to be ready. You got to be ready for whatever you might step into and feel empowered. And when you ready, that's off your list. You ain't feeling self-conscious about nothing. You know you good. I'm good, man. Don't come in here fucking with my feng shui.
It's funny. Speaking of that, you seen how they was coming for that kid. What's his name? Jared Allen. Kid to play for Cleveland.
What happened? You
see that whole thing?
Nah,
he's,
I missed
it. Kid, we got the crazy fro. He was in the All-Star game. He plays for Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And he has some very regular ass attire on.
Uh-huh.
You know, like some shit that, you know, you could probably got out of Target or whatever. And I'm not even one of these cats that's like, you know, look, dog, do what you feel like doing. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But, like, it's an interesting conversation. You know, people.
So they're saying his clothes was too regular?
They were saying his clothes was too regular. They was coming for, they were shaming him. He's in Cleveland. He's the All-Star game. I guess it's his first time at the All-Star game. He could have stepped it up. Then he was like, you know, was I supposed to put on a $5,000 chain? You know, which $5,000 chain
ain't really gonna shit. Be.
Nah, he might as well not. Nah,
he might as well not that, a war chain.
Yeah, nigga, buy you a blazer or something. But and then what's interesting? Then I saw somebody say that was anti-black, which I don't know. I mean, I think that's a little bit of a push. But because he's a black guy, you know what I'm saying? But you know, like, was I supposed to buy a chain? Is that anti? Because that's anti-black, I guess, because black people wear chains or whatever. Not to say black people are the only people that wear chains, but you know, we do it the best, probably. But either way, I thought that was a little much. But then what started killing me was, like, you started seeing people in the comments talking about, I don't know why he ain't spending no money. He's a millionaire, whatever, whatever. You got all these motherfuckers that in his pockets, spending his money. Like, you know what I'm saying? I always get weird about that whole going broke to impress broke motherfuckers. But that's his style. That's his personal style. If he felt like that, you know, there was a little picture of when I mean, it's a different example, but you know, same type of aesthetic. Tim Duncan, when he won the MVP trophy, he got on some shorts and some Birkenstocks.
Right.
Like, he looking like he was on his back in his backyard when he went and picked that trophy up. You know, some people, that's just how they do it.
Yeah, and that's all good. You know what I'm saying? It's like you could do how you want, because I've done how I want it for a very long time. Right. Like my whole life, I've done my shit the way I wanted to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? Parents would be, you know, my friends' parents would be like, "You boy, where you going with all that shit cutting your head?" You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Like, "You ain't going to get no job like that." And then you'd be like, "Man, who said I wanted a job?" Then they'd be like, "Huh." But the thing about it is, you got to do your shit. But sometimes you have to also address the motherfucker in the mirror, like I said before, and understand that sometimes you put your own obstacles in your way. You know, I mean, that might not happen for Jared Allen. He makes his way on the basketball court, you know, but you know, it might affect him in other ways, you know what I mean? But every decision you make, every choice you make, every thing you put on yourself, is it has its own actions and reactions. So you ain't got to do shit, but if it don't go your way, you can't be mad. You know, if it go your way, then shit, it's all good. Because I'm sure he's been getting along pretty well with his, you know, with his H&M or Target attire.
That's what it is. He's in the All-Star game. That's what he's paid to do, is play basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He ain't paid to model.
No doubt. You know? So, you know, it's just you. Sometimes shit, you know, like me, I was putting together my shit for the All-Star shit, and I might have looked like somebody like, "Nigga, where this nigga going?" But I'm not finna put on all that shit what everybody be wearing at all. Because, first of all, it's against my philosophy won't allow me. You know what I'm saying? Now, I might throw on, if I'm gonna get a name or some shit like that, It's got to be on some shit that's going to blast. You know what I'm saying? All my shit got to be able to stand a few years. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't get the big Balenciaga sweater and that shit going to be out of style next season. I need to. My Balenciaga got to be the Balenciaga you...
heritage.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll wear that bitch 5 years from now and still be like, okay, right, that nigga got on the Balenciaga.
Right. Can't be the 2022 joint. Yeah, they like, see, oh, nigga.
Nah, see, I can't play that game with them because that's unsustainable, you know?
Nah. Salute to those that be playing that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole nother. That's a whole nother thing, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't necessarily playing that game, but I know how to put some clothes on. I know how to, you know, I know how to look like something. You know what I mean? So, shit, sometimes it don't take a whole lot. So, I was picking up, like I said, a few little items. Because, you know, we going to the 18 degrees. Like, shit, I had to pick up a few items along the way, but I wasn't finna be just balling. So, shit, I could go, like, I got some go-tos for some staples now, you know what I'm saying? I know it was gonna sound crazy saying it out loud for the peoples, but, you know what I'm saying? I could go to a J. Crew, you know what I'm saying? And steal a little of this and a little of that. And, you know, a little nice little outerwear. And bam, bam, whoop, whoop. And it's something, then you put on a nice shoe. You know what I mean? You put on a nice this and a nice that, and you put your watch on, you know? And and then people are like, "Oh, okay." You know, you can't, you know, somebody might Jared Allen me, but man, please. I'm going to high-low that shit to death.
You got to play how you play.
Yeah.
Jared Allen's comment was, if you know me, you know I like to keep my outfits casual.
No doubt.
It is. There it goes.
You know what I'm saying?
J.A.
I like to keep mine casual with a nice, you know what I'm saying, texture. So you might have, you might do a little J. Crew this, but then you got a cashmere that. And you know, man, next thing you know, you feeling luxurious.
Shit,
man, let's get out of here, man.
I think it's time to transform. Yeah, I'm gonna keep it funky. I did not get through White Power this week. Oh shit! Speaking of that, and I mean it might be. I don't know. I won't say it's over for Tommy. I'm gonna try again next week. But speaking of that, tonight though, Franklin and them back. Yeah, Frank back. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Jerome in the house.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Hell yeah. That's going to be a good look.
We'll have something to talk about, goddamn.
Absolutely.
Talk about it.
But shit. Until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.